Try it this way, Jack, said Annie. She carefully picked up a piece of sushi between the wooden ends of her chopsticks. Jack copied her, but as they both tried to bring their food to their mouths, their pieces of sushi fell onto the table. Jack and Annie laughed and tried a second time. Annie was successful, but Jack dropped his sushi again. Without thinking, he grabbed it with his fingers and popped it into his mouth. Mmm, said Jack. The vinegar-tasting rice, the raw fish, and the green salty seaweed were delicious. But Jack stopped in mid-chew. Two samurai at another table were glaring at him. One of the men had a big scar on his face, the other had fierce dark eyes. Jack's throat was dry as he swallowed. They saw me mess up with my chopsticks, he thought. They can tell I'm not from Japan. He picked up another piece of sushi with his chopsticks. He glanced again at the samurai. They were watching him like hawks. Jack's hand felt shaky. He tried to stay calm. He remembered a passage from their research book. Samurai did not show their feelings. They had great powers of concentration. Jack tried very hard not to show his fear. He concentrated on holding the sushi with his chopsticks. He raised the sushi to his mouth and ate it calmly. He lowered his chopsticks and picked up another piece of sushi. He ate it calmly. When Jack looked back at the samurai, they were no longer watching him. Jack let out his breath. He picked up his last piece of sushi with his chopsticks and ate it calmly. Very good, said Basho, smiling at him. Thanks, said Jack. Let us go now, said Basho. Basho folded his napkin neatly and left it beside his plate. Jack and Annie did the same. Basho paid for their meals, and then they stopped at the entranceway to put on their shoes. As they stepped outside, a drum began beating loudly. A huge crowd had gathered on the grassy riverbank. What's happening? Annie asked. Come, I will show you, said Basho. People moved aside so Basho could lead Jack and Annie to the front of the crowd. A large ring had been marked off on the ground with straw. In the middle of the circle, two enormously fat men squatted at opposite sides of the ring. Each man looked as if he weighed more than 400 pounds. They clapped their hands, then each began stomping his feet.
Who are they? Said Annie, her eyes wide.
Sumo wrestlers, said Basho. Sumo wrestling has been our most popular sport for over 1,000 years.
The two wrestlers were now perfectly still, crouching down with clenched fists. They were glaring at one another. The whole crowd seemed to hold its breath as the wrestlers stared into each other's eyes. Suddenly, one wrestler lunged forward and grabbed the other. Then the hugely fat men began pushing each other around.
They are trying to force each other out of the ring, said Basho.
Grunting and groaning, the two men moved backward and forward as spectators cheered wildly. Then one wrestler made a quick move and shoved his rival out of the circle. The crowd roared. Jack found himself cheering too. When the noise died down, Basho turned to Jack and Annie.
The first match is over, he said. Shall we go now?
Before Jack and Annie could answer him, two samurai stepped in front of them. One had a big scar on his face. The other had fierce dark eyes.
Excuse me, the scar-faced man said. May we see your passports, please?